Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, her Rav David Tzvi ben her Rav Yosef, and for a continued Refuah Shleima. For David Meir ben Mindel, today's daf is Yivam Astaf Kuf Yud Dalid. We left off at the very bottom of Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis at the words Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna. The Gemara tells a story. We're going back to the issue, and today, the whole first half of today's daf is going to be discussing the following question. If a katan is doing an Isser Doraisa, are we obligated to stop him from doing the Isser Doraisa? Is there a mechiv to stop him? Katan ochal nevelos, bezden mitzuvin osol hafrisho. Let's see. Says the Gemara. Some people, you know, when they need a light turned on in the room, they bring the kid over to the light. They tell the kid to try to flick on the light. So that's not stopping him, right? That's encouraging him to do it. So that is not a correct practice. That is not an appropriate practice. Anyway, we all grew up with it. Good morning, Reuben from Harrisburg, Chanachenach, Avi, Dr. Joe Yitzchak Yosef, Yehuda Mordechai, Deresh and Eitan, Tzvika and Reb Mordechai. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna Irkusu Le Maftach at the Bay Midrasha. Unbelievable. The keys to the shul. What are they going to do? We lost the keys to Beis Medrash. Nobody can come in and daven and learn Torah. They lost the keys. And where were they? They found them. Bereshus HaRabim. They found them out in the street. Bereshus HaRabim. Bishabata. And it was Shabbos. Everybody had to get into the shul to daven and to learn Good Morning Jeremy. And they couldn't get in the shul. So, Asal Kameh de Rabbi Padas. They came and asked the Shala to Rabbi Padas. What should we do? The keys are in the street. The Oilam wants to come learn in Davin. Amar Lei, so here was the first time that this Einfall came up. Amar Lei, Zil Dvar Tale Vitalia Velitai Luhasam. Go bring a bunch of little children to go play in the street. Let them play in traffic. Let them play in the street. Because what's going to probably happen is, oh, they're going to see these glittering keys in the middle of the street, and they're going to pick them up and say, oh, they're going to bring them to you. And you'll be right near the shul, so they'll bring them to you. And this way, they'll do it. Says Gemara, Alma kasavar katan oichal nevelos ein bezdem mitzuvan lafrisho. Sounds like you're sort of, when you're going to see him pick up the key, you're not going to say, oh, put it down. No. Sounds like this is Maver Dalad Amos Rishus Aram. Maybe it's Hotzam Rishus Aram Rishus Hayachid, whatever it is. It's an Issa Doraisa. So it sounds like from this that if the Katan does the Issa on his own, you can't tell him, go pick up the keys and bring him in. That you can't do, the Gemara seems to assume for sure. But if he does it on his own, you don't have to stop him. And that's going to be the whole topic of the first Amud of today's Daf. Says the Gemara, Lema Mesaile, let us say that the following brisa is a raya to the sheet of Rabbi Padas. Lo yomar adam litinok havei li mafteach, havei li chosam, carry it on Shabbos, el manicho tolesh manicho zorik. If you see him doing it, let's say he's being tolesh from a chubri, he's going to pluck an apple off a tree, or, which is an isdo raisa, you don't have to stop him. Or if you see him throwing something for Amos and Rishus Arabim, you don't have to stop him. So you see, it's a braisa. Amar Abaye tolesh, ba'atzit she'eno nakov. Nah. Maybe it's talking about a flower pot that doesn't have a hole on the bottom of it. So if he's going to rip off a thing growing in a flower pot with no hole, it's an iser derabanan. A flower pot with a hole would be an iser doraisa. But a flower pot without a hole is an iser derabanan. It's not really attached to the ground. So it's only an iser derabanan. And what's the case of Zorik? Is Bekarmelis Rabbanon. Toshma, another raya. Ovikachom Shabbal Lechabos. If a non-Jew comes to extinguish a fire by a Jew on Shabbos, Ein Omen Lo Kabe. Again, it means where there's no sakanas to fashas. You're just going to lose a lot of property. So you're not allowed to tell him, extinguish. Oh, Amir La'akum. Zokt Rashi. What's the reason why Amir La'akum is also on Shabbos? Shlichus. Even though usually we would say Ein Shlichus L'Goy, what does Rashi say? Mechabas Adika. Well, let's see in a second. So it's not Rashi here. Where is it? Rashi in Masechta Shabbos. on Kuf Chafal Famed Aleph, Rashi writes, why is Amir Lakam Asim Midur Abanan Zok Rashi in Shabbos Kuf Chafalif? Kevin Shenechshav Shehosa Iser Beshlichas Yisrael. It's considered as if you're doing the Shlichas with a. If I tell you to do an Iser, it's as if you're working on behalf of me. So there's an Iser Drabban of Amir Lakam. Not only that, you can't tell him Kabei, the Al Techabei, or don't. You don't have to tell him, don't extinguish it. Them keeping Shabbos is not your responsibility. They don't have to keep Shabbos. But however, katan haba lechabos omrim lo al techabeh sheshvi soso aleim. Torah says, ata uvincha uvitecha. You have to be worried about your son, even if he's under bar mitzvah. So shvi soso alav. So it sounds like from this that you are mechoyev to stop a katan from doing an Issa Doraisa. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, no. Ba'isa al das aviv. Says the Gemara, and this is the way the Rishonim understand this line, it's talking about a case where the father of the kid is standing right next to him, so it's clear that he's doing this for his father. So it's as if his father was mitzaveh. If the father's standing right there, and it's clear that the father's about to lose his house, and the kid knows that the father wants him to do it, it's like, it's as if the father's telling him to extinguish. That's why it's no good. But if the father was nowhere around, or it wasn't the father's thing, or something like that, then we wouldn't be mitzuvah lahafrisho.
Do we make a distinction between one's own child and the child?
That's what it sounds like. So, so Rashi over here says that, what's the pshat? Take a look at Rashi. Bosa das aviv. Shatinuk tsofe ba'aviv. If he's looking at his father, it sounds like his father's right there. Veroa shenoach lo bekach va'aviv oimid olo. Davik ilu mitzaveh lasos. Aval hanach mafteches de vitzak lo hodinan shenevdu sham v'lo ikiru bedata shenoach lo. He didn't know for sure. However, Rashi and Shabbos contradicts Rashi over here. He writes, even if the father's not standing right there, just he knows that the father wants it, that's enough. Even if the father's not standing right there, that is enough to make it usser. The Beis Yosef asks, it's a stira in Rashi. And the Beis Yosef is mechalik between a fire and tiltal. The Rimi Lunil also writes like Rashi and Shabbos, that even if the kata knows it's good for the father, not that he's actually standing right there, but he just knows that it's good for the father, that is still usser. And the father has to tell him, don't do it. He's mechiv to tell him, don't do it. Because Shvisasum would tell us olav, like it says in Parashas Yisro and Naseres Adibros, Ata uvincha uvitecha, that Shvisas Aben is mechiv in the father to stop the kid.
So also I understand, but the father's not there, so how's he telling him not to do it?
Good question. I guess he's got to call him on the cell phone. I don't know. It's a good question. Now, the Rashba writes that this is not only true of this Isser, but Hua did Mechol HaYisurim, Aser Ba'os HaDas Aviv. And that's the simple pshat of the Gemara. The Gemara seems to equate Hilcha Shabbos with Nevela, as we'll see in a minute. However, some Rishonim hold that this is specifically only by Hilchas Shabbos, because the Torah says Ato Vincho Vitecha. So only by Shabbos, if you Oysal Das Aviv, your father's mechuyev to stop you. The Rashi also mentions, this pasuk, Ato Vincho Vitecha. Fine. Let's continue.
Does it make a difference if it says the Beis Din has to tell him? That's what they brought up above.
Right. So that would be the reason to say there's a distinction. Correct. Good point. Now, but really, b'chol katan she'ochal me'atzmo. So some say this is only if the katan knows it's good for the father. She'b'chol katan she'ochal me'atzmo ve'in avim megal daito. If the father doesn't tell him that it's good for him, maybe Bezin is not mitzvah lafrisho. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan ba'oisa al das aviv. So this is an exception to the rule, but maybe normally the father is not mechuyev to stop him. Dekavas, so ask the Gemara, wait a second. Ask the Gemara, wait a second. If you tell me to quote Katan Osa Das Aviv, Dekavas say, Gabi Ovid Kochavim, Dois Al Das Yisrael, Misharim. So the Gemara says, wait a second. The Mishnah compared both. The Mishnah had two cases. It had the case of a Katan and the case of an Ovid Kochavim. If you tell me the case of the Katan, right? Right? We had two cases. It's a Mishnah in Shabbos, Kuf Chafalv. Ovid Kochavim Shabbal Chabos, we don't tell him to extinguish it. Because angel and katan of al chabas omim lo al tachab. So the one says no. So it sounds like your mitzvah la frisho. So the one says no. That's talking about where the katan was doing al das ovim. So wait a second. So then that means the beginning case is the guy doing it al das the Israel. So how come if the guy is doing al das, how come over there? How come over there? We can't if he's how come over there? We don't have to tell him al techabe, but by how come by the katan you have to tell him al techabe, but by the guy you don't have to tell him al techabe? He's doing it al das the Yisrael. Answers the Gemara, no. The Gemara says, "Chachamim, those are the mishari and of chachamim that did the nafshi of it." Wow, the non-Jew, he's not doing it for you because he knows that. He's that the Yisrael is going to pay him for his services after Shabbos, and therefore it's considered to be that he's doing it for himself. It's not considered to be that he's doing it b'shlichas the guy. He's doing it because he wants to make the money off of it. He knows that the Jew's going to pay him afterwards, and therefore, since the Jew, as long as the Jew doesn't specifically tell him, explicitly tell him, then he's allowed to. He's al das atzmo. It's considered to be doing it on his own. And as long as the Jew doesn't tell him b'mefurish to extinguish it, it's not considered to be that he's doing this iser b'shlichus the Yisrael. He's not doing it b'shlichus the Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Tashmalitz came in another proof of a katan. Ben Chaver, Sheraga Leilach Etzel Avi Imo Am Ha'aretz. In Choshen Shem Yachel and Dvarim Shenim B'tukanim. If you have a case of a son of a religious Jew, but he has a grandfather, his mom's dad is not from, or he's an Am Haaretz, he doesn't know. And so the halacha is when you take food from an Am Haaretz, you have to be mafresh, it's called demai with an aleph. There's demai with an ayin and demai with an aleph. Demai with an aleph has to do with truma mixed in with chulin, but demai with an aleph is stuff purchased from an Am Haaretz. So even though midoraisa, we say we assume truma semaisa is word taken, a chezkas chaverch, a chazaka that a chaver is misaking his stuff, but midrabanan, you have to be mavish trumas and maisa, because he have a kid, so he gets food from his grandpa. We're not worried, maybe grandpa will feed him dvarm shenim tukadim. Not only that, matzah biyado peros, if his parents find he's got food from his grandpa, ein zakaglo, he doesn't have to be mavish trumas and maisa, he's allowed to let the kid eat it. So, you see, don't you see over here that you don't have to be mafresh your kid from Yisurim? Answer the Gemara of Yochanan, but demai hi kilu. No, by demai, since we have rov am ha'aretz ma'asrin, so we allow you to rely on the miut that your grandparents are not going to feed you bad stuff. Comes along the Tosis, Yitzchak's looking at me, comes along the Tosis and says, what's the whole kasha over here? It's a din d'rabbanan. The whole din's a din d'rabbanan. What's the kasha? We were talking about whether or not katal ochan nevelos bezim mitzuvan la'afrisho. By dinim drabbanan, for sure you don't have to be mafreshim. What was the whole half meaning of the kasha? That's Tosis kasha, the top Tosis. Amar yechem b'demayikil, hu adin, havimatzi lemeimar. The Gemara could have just as well given a much easier answer. Da'afil loikil b'demay. Kevin dein el midrabbanan shiny. This is not an issa d'oraisa at all. It's just a drabbanan. Kidakama le'el, elam mishim dahai shinuya, mishana b'kama duchte. Well, since the Shas is used to the answer of a demayikil all over Shas, Inami came and sheish lochosh the suffic tevel the havi doraisa. Well, it's a suffic doraisa of tevel hichmiru ilav time with demai kilu. Maybe by this drabbanan where it's a chashash of a doraisa. So maybe if not for the fact that b'demai kilu that you have rov ame aretz maasrin, so then we wouldn't rely on the fact that it's the rabbanan. Maybe we'd be mafresh a katan even over here because it's a chashash of a doraisa. Not every Durabanan was created equal. Some Durabanans, where there's a chashash of a doraisa, maybe we're going to be more strict. But the Gemara says, no, but the Mahi Kilu, since you have Rov Ameh Aretz Ma'asrin, so to contradict the Suffolk Daraisa, you have a Rov. So it's not a Suffolk, it's not a 50-50 Suffolk Daraisa, and that's why we're going to be lenient over here. And the Gemara is going to have a whole bunch of similar questions and answers. Says the Gemara, Ela Taima Didimai Havadai Boili Surei, but if you knew for sure that it was Tevel, so then you would have to be Mafreshim. Wait a second. The Hamar B'Yochanan, Bo'os Aldas Aviv. But B'Yochanan said before, by the case before, he said that it's only Bo'os Aldas Aviv you have to be Mafreshim. But if he's not Bo'os Aldas Aviv, it's an Isdor Raisa, you don't have to be Mafreshim. So here it sounds like by Demai, by Tevel Vadai, Rabbi Yochanan would say, you do have to be Mafreshim. But there, the same Rabbi Yochanan said, if he wasn't Osal Das Aviv, you don't have to be Mafreshim. So it's a steer in Rabbi Yochanan's. What does he hold? If the Katan's doing this or the Raisa, do you yes have to be Mafreshim? Or do you not have to be Mafreshim? Answers the Gemara, El Rabbi Yochanan Svuke Misapkele. Kai hacha matchi, kai hacha matchi. Rabbi Yochanan is misupak. He's not sure. So if you have a raya one way, he's going to reject that raya. If you have a raya this way, you can reject that raya. He's not sure whether or not a katan who's involved in doing this at doraisa, do you have to be mafshim or not? So there he could be far infer and say, oh, it's b'demayi kilu. And there he could say, it's aysal das aviv. So either way, he has an answer to explain why you have no raya from that case to the rule, because he's misupak. He's not sure. Says Gemara Tashma. Another case, Ben Chaver Koyin, Sheraga Leil Chetzel Avi Imo Koyin Ama Oretz. So he's not Shomer Perosa B'Tahara. Ein Choshin Shem Yachlan Truma Tumeya. Matzim B'Yodah Peros Ein Zakaklo. You don't have to take him away. Answers the Gemara, B'Truma D'Rabbanon. Maybe it's not talking about Truma D'Oraisa. It's Truma D'Rabbanon, so they have no raya. Toshma, Yonek Tinok, Holech, Yonek Tinok, V'Holech, Me'avodos Kochavim, a baby is allowed to nurse from a guy and even from a behema tmeya. There's an issa d'oraisa to eat, to drink the milk from a behema tmeya. Issa d'oraisa. Now, what's the issa of nursing from a non-Jewish girl? What the food is treif when it comes out of a non-Jewish woman? So the Rashba writes that there is no, the Rashba writes, that there is really, Me'ikar Adin, there's really no Isser to nurse from a non-Jewish woman. Although we know, right, Moshe Rabbeinu, right, the famous story of Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't want him to nurse from a non-Jewish woman. The Peh, that was also to speak from the Shechina, so when Bas Paro looked for a nursing, he found the baby's, the child's mother. The Rashba says, Ein Isser Me'ikar Adin Linuk Minachis, Va'af L'Gadol Mutter Linuk Mishinachis, even a over bar mitzvah is allowed to nurse from a non-Jewish woman. Elohu midas chasidus, midas zerizus. So why they include it all together? We know minach is really mutar lechatchila. Af makom sheish yisraelis. It's only a midas chasidus. Okay. Ein choshen shemayin adur tzmeh. Now, so, now what about, but Meheba Tmea, that's Mamish and Issa Doraisa. Vein Choshen Bionic Shekets. We're not worried about a baby nursing from something that's a Shekets, something that's Treif. Velo Yachilenu, however, so you're allowed to let him nurse, but you can't feed him Treif. From all these animals, yonek mehem. Vafil b'shabes. You're even allowed to nurse even on Shabbos, even though squeezing the udders of an animal on Shabbos is an iser doraisa of mefarik. It's a tolda of dush, one of the 39 melachos. Right, Mefarik told it to Dush, as we'll see in a minute. Uva Gadol, Usser. But for a Gadol, you're not allowed to have him nurse from an animal on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to You're not allowed to milk the cows for a gadol on Shabbos because it's an iser d'oraisa. Abishol omer, noag and hayush yonkim behem Torah biyotim. Abishol says that the minhag was that they do nurse from a kosher animal on yontif. They're not worried about chaliv and yontif. We'll see why in a minute. Says the Gemara, k'tani mia ein choshen biyonik shekets. How do you let a baby nurse from a treif animal? Nursing from a treif animal is an issa d'oraisa. Answers the Gemara. Says the Gemara, no, really, if a katan doesn't isser, you have to separate him. Hasa mishum sakana. Here we're talking about where the baby is so desperate. I guess that's also why some of the gadol, right? Gadol nurses, because they said, mamash, the baby's going to die. This is the only milk that you have for the baby. Says the Gemara, come on, ihachi gadol nami. So then you should also be matir for the gadol. So how come it's usser to do mafarik for a gadol? Says Gemara, gadol bayi umdana. By a gadol, you need to evaluate and determine whether or not he's besakana. And therefore, we don't permit you to do the nursing or the squeezing of the milk until you evaluate it. So Gemara says, katanamili bayi umdana. Amravunim bayi devashua. Stam tinok misukan etel chalav. A stam tinok who's in sakana, the assumption is that the baby is always considered to be a sakana for him not to have his milk, and therefore he's even allowed to be yonik mi behema temeya, because you have a right to assume it's a sakana.
On the
yontif
it says you're allowed to do it. Is that because of ochel nefesh?
No. We'll see in a minute why it's mutar on yontif. We'll see in a minute. Gemara's going to talk about it in a second. Here's this line, Dr. Joe. Abishol, Omer Nogan Hayunashi Yonkin Bibhema Torah Biyantif. Says Gemara, what's going on? Dr. Joe's Kasha. Hey Chidami, what's the case? Ideka Sakana Afilu Mishabis Nami. Ideleka Sakana Afilu Biyantif Usr. Says Gemara, let's say the Ikat Sara. There is a lot of pain for the person who's really thirsty. The Kasavar, Mefarik Lachayadu. Abishol holds that it's only an issur d'rabbanan to milk the animal because it's dush in a strange way. It's not the normal way of dush. It's not the normal way to milk it by having a human being drink from the udders of a cow. It's not the normal way to milk the cow, and therefore it's an issur d'rabbanan. Shabbos issur skila gazur rabbanan. So even b'makom tzar, the rabbis were goes there because there's an issur skila on Shabbos. Yontif t'isser lav lo gozer be'rabbanan. So yontif, which is a lesser isser, so that b'makom tzar lo gozer rabbanan. So, but Shabbos, which is an isser skila, it's an isser chamor. If you'd violate it, b'mezid b'chayv skila. So the rabbi said you're not allowed to nurse from the animal, even though it's doing the malacha b'shinoi and it's b'makom tzar. However, yontif, which is only isser lav, it's not so chamor. So since it's b'makom tzar and it's an isser d'rabbanan, lo gazer be'rabbanan. Says Gemara, back to the original question: do we have to be mafresh a katan from nevelos? Tashma. The Torah says about eating shrutzim. Kol holach al gachem, kol holach al arba. Akom ma'im beraglayim, kol hashem shrutz. Lo sochlum ki sheketzeim. Now, these words are extra. So the Gemara says we should learn Muslim lo sachilum lahazir agdoya malaktanim my lav damalu lo sochlu. It sounds like you're not allowed to feed them. It sounds like you have to tell them not to. The Gemara says lo the lo lispalu biyadayim lo sachilum means you're not allowed to feed it to them, but you don't have to stop them if they're doing it. Tashma, come near another proof. The isser of eating blood kol nefesh mikem lo sochal dam. These words are extra. It's already written lo sochal dam. Lahazar gadoyo malak tadim. You're not allowed to feed blood to your kid. My lav daimi lulo sochlu. You have to even be mafreshim. Lo, the lulispul will be a daim. You're not allowed to feed it to him. But lav dafka, you have to tell him to stop if he's doing it. Toshma, third raya. Emor lakabele, famous Gemara Emor of Amarta. It says again, Amarta. Lahazar gadoyo malak tadim, that they shouldn't be metami lames. The gadolim kawan have to tell the kids not to be metabolized, mechanically kids, not to be metabolized. My lav damu lo titamu. You have to tell them if they're on the way to Levaya, don't go. Lo, the lulus l'tamal l'biyadai. You're not let a mamish put him in the situation. Now, the obvious question, tzriche, why do we need all three of these cases to teach me that you are not allowed to feed biyadayim? Treif, blood, and tumah for a kohen. Utzrichi, diashminan shkotzim. Mishum di isuran b'mashehu. It's not really a mashehu. The Rishonim say it's ka'adosha. It's the size of a lentil. Rashi says, the Meiri explains, even though the Gemara says mashehu, it doesn't mean mashehu, it means less than a kezias, which is the size of a lentil. Because we learn out, just like the tuma of sheretz is ba'adosha, so too the isra achila is ba'adosha. Avoldam, Da'adik Revius, Amalo, you might have thought it's a more lenient. And there's no Isser to feed him, because it's a more lenient shear. V'yashmin adam shim tikka kares, aval shrotzim, Amalo. V'yashmin hadi tartim shim disu and shalva bakol, aval toma, Amalo. It's a lighter Isser, it's only Kohanim. You might have thought there's no problem with telling the katan to be metame. V'yashmin and Tuma, Kohanim Shanim Shem Deriba and Akazim Mitzvah Siseris. The Kohanim have a lot of extra stringencies. Avalhani Emelo, but maybe about the other ones, you're allowed to tell the Katan to eat blood or to eat Shreif. Tzrichi. So we know all three of the Drashas. Toshma, come in here, reproof. We learned earlier, and yesterday, and 2 days ago, Zdav. Shnei achin, echad pikech ve'echad cheresh. Back to this story. Two brothers. One can hear and one cannot hear. No, this wasn't so bad.
Is that why this is brought here? Will this
end? Yes. Excellent, Dr. Joe. Nisuin. So two brothers. One can hear and one can't hear. Nisuin l'shtei achayos. Married to two sisters. Pikchos. And both of the sisters can hear. Meis, cheresh bal pikachas. So, the deaf husband, both wives' sisters could hear. The deaf husband dies. Mayas pikach bal pikachas. What does the pikach do? Absolutely nothing. Teitzi mishamachosisha. Everybody's safe. Because it's his wife's sister. She's an erva. She goes free. No need for anything. What about the other way around? Meis pikach bal pikachas. If the husband who can hear dies, mayas acheresh bal pikachas. What does the deaf married husband, the deaf married alive husband do? Motzi es ishto beget. He has to divorce his wife. Because he was only married midrabbanan. So it's now usher for him to stay married to his wife because he's got zika to his brother's wife midoraisa. So he divorces his wife. And a cheresh can do a divorce. Just like he got married b'remiza, he can get divorced b'remiza. Ve'esha sachav asur la'olam. But his dead brother's wife, is usher of everybody. He can't do chalitza. And he can't do yibum because midrabbanan, it's his wife's sister. So she's messed over. Ask the Gemara. Amai, motzi es ishto, beget. Amai, motzi es ishto, beget. Tesev gabe, let his wife stay married to him. Katan ochel nevelasu. The Gemara assumes, just like a katan is allowed to do isurim, so to a cheresh, who's like a katan, he doesn't have das, like a katan. So if a katan, you don't have to tell him not to do isurim because he doesn't have das. Same thing with the cheresh. Let the woman stay married. It's usur for him to stay married to him. So what? It's a cheresh doing yisurim. What's the obvious answer? Answer more. Mishum yisur di da. The more says, yeah. As far as the cheresh, you could let him stay married. But she's a pikachas. So just like he's violating the yisur, she's violating the yisur of staying married to him. It's, in other words, it's achos zikukaso, but she's also violating Achos the kukaso for him.
So she's responsible for getting on him?
Right, in a certain sense. Toshma. Same story all over again. Shnei Achin Pikhin. Two brothers who can hear, Nesuna Shtei Achayos, two sisters, Achas Pikach Bal Achas Hareshes. Meis Pikach Bal Hareshes. Mayas Pikach Bal Pikachas. Tetzim Shem Achos Isha, no problem, she goes free. What about the other way around? Meis Pikach Bal Pikachas. Mayas Pikach Bal Hareshes. Motzi Isha begin. He's got to divorce his wife, Eish Zachar B'Chalitza. And he's Motzi, his wife's, they're both Pikachim, does a Chalitza. He can't marry her because it's Midrabanan, it's his wife's sister. Amai motzi es sishto beget, tesev gabei, katanach habezein. Amai mishir misuri di day, same thing. Her is not a problem, he's a problem. Amarava. Toshma, shnei achin echad chayish vecha bikeach. Nisun shnei achayos, as we got as agas chareshes. Meis chayish bal chareshes. The deaf man married to the deaf woman dies. Mai as we bal bikachas, tesev chachos ishto, everybody's safe. What about the other way around? Meis bikach bal bikachas. If the one who can hear dies, mai as a chayish bal chareshes. Motzei sishu begeni, divorce his wife. Eish zachi vasur la'olam. I have a hacha. Delavi sur di daika. Velavi sur di daika. Uktani motzei sishu begeni. Why? He's a cheresh. She's a chereshes. They're both lav bar das. Let them stay married and do the yisurim. Amar Rav Shmaya gzeira mishimatoris yivam al-lashuk. If you let them stay married, people are going to come to think that a yivam al-lashuk is permitted. Hadran Allah Cheresh. And now we begin the 15th perek of Yevamis. Ha'isha Shaholcha Hu Baal Mdinas Hayam. Perek Ha'isha. This perek is all about the laws of Aguna. We had it quoted earlier in the Masechta a lot. Says the Mishnah. What's the halacha? Mido Raisa. For a woman to remarry after her husband dies, she needs two witnesses. Davar Shebe'erva. The rabbis were lenient and allowed a woman herself is believed to say Meis Bala. Why? Because Isha Daiko Mitzvah. We assume she's not going to get remarried unless she really is Mevarer, the fact clearly that her husband is really dead. Says in a woman took a vacation with her husband. To, where are we going? They took a vacation to, yeah, what's it called? Aruba. What? Aruba. Okay, she went to Aruba. Shalom Beinu Levena. We're not talking about anybody in the present company. No. Any resemblance to, right, it's just a coincidence. Okay, we're talking about Reuven and Leah. They went to Aruba. Shalom Beinu Levena, Baruch Hashem, this is a very happy marriage between Reuven and Leah. That's not a good, and between Yaakov and Leah. Okay. V'shalom ba'olam, there's no wars going on in the world. Uva, she comes back from the trip. Amra Meis Bali, my husband died. Tinase, she's allowed to get married. Meis Bali, Tisyabin, she's allowed to, if she had no kids, she can do Yibam. However, Shalom Beinu Levena, U'milchava, Milchama ba'olam, kitata beinu levena. Or there's a fight between them, even if it's shalom ba'olam. Ubasam emes bali eino nemenas. Why? If there was a fight, maybe she's lying just to get out of it. And if there was a war, maybe she's just assuming her husband was killed in the war, but she didn't really see it. Rabbi Yehuda omer la'olam eino nemenas elim kin basa boiche ubagadeh kruin. We only believe if she's coming back mamish distraught and her garments are ripped. Amalo, no. Achazu v'achazu tinase. Whether her garments are ripped and she's crying or not, either way she's believed. Says the Gemara. Tana. Shalom beinu levena. Why does it say the case of Shalom beinu levena? Mishim dekabai lemiste ketata beinu levena. Because it wanted to, even though it's obvious, but it wanted to contrast that with the case of where there was a fight between them. Tana. Shalom ba'olam is obvious. You don't need that. But mishim dekabai lemiste. Milchama Bala. I want to tell you the other case of where there's a fight going on. Where there's a war, he's not believed because she's not believed because maybe she's going to assume he was killed in the war. Amar Rabba, my time de milchama, mishum d'amar b'didami. What's the reason if there's a war she's not believed? Because maybe she'll just assume it. De Savra, Sakadaita b'chol hani de iktol hu palit. What am I going to think? There's people dying all around me. It's a war. What? He is going to survive? Everybody's dying. Im timtze lomar, kevan deshalom beinu leveina, notcher ad dechazya. Even if you'll say that maybe we shouldn't be worried about that, because since there's peace between them, she's going to wait to see if he comes home. Nevertheless, zimnim demachule begira o baromcha. Sometimes he'll get hit with an arrow or a spear. Savra vaday meis. She's going to think, oh, for sure he died. V'ge David samtere v'chaya. Some people could you could dress the wound, and then she didn't think he could live. So we don't trust her. Savarav lamema ravonena kemulchama. Rava thought, maybe if there's a famine, that's not the same. Delo remember the dummy. It's a famine. She's going to nurse him to health. She's going to wait to see. Hadam Rava, ravon harayu kemulchama. No. If there's a famine, it's the same thing. She may just estimate that he died, even if she doesn't know. How do we know this? There's a story. Dahidaz lakame de Rava. A certain woman came in front of Rava in a place where there was a famine. Armalei, Bali Meis Barav. My husband died with famine. Amala. Shaper avdus to shaziv dech nafshech. It's good that you saved yourself. Sagadatach de bahu porta din fafusa to shafislay have a chayim. Because do you really think with that little bit of bread that you left him in the house he's going to be able to live? Armalei, mar nami yoda de chihai gav nalo chayim. So she said to him, yeah. That's taka true. I see that you understand the situation very well. That I left him with this little piece of bread, and there's no way he possibly lived from that. So Rava saw from there that she didn't actually know that he had actually, she just assumed that he died because there was such little food left. But she didn't wait until the last minute to mamash see that he really died. Hada Amar Rava. Afterwards, Rava said, Ravon Graham Ibuchama. Not only is a famine like a war, it's even worse than a war. If he came back from war and she watched him and said that there was a war and I saw him come back and that he came back to his bed and he died in his bed, then she would be believed. But by the death, even if she saw him in the bed, that's not enough. It's got to be where she said, he died and I buried him. Then we believe her. She's not estimating. She's saying, I mamish buried her. Says, Mapolas Harei Kamachama. If he was in a building that collapsed, 9/11, that's like a Muhammad. Damra Bididami, he's going to assume. How do you know? Maybe he got out before the building collapsed. This was big shilas, 9/11. There were massive aguna shilas. The rabbis sat there for days afterwards trying to be matur all the agunas. You have a phone record. DNA, you know, did he make a cell phone call? Damer b'didami, shiloch nechashim v'akravim, harein kimelchama. If there was plague of like snakes and scorpions, that's like a war. Damer b'didami, she's going to estimate. We don't believe her. Dever, amrelei, harein kimelchama, amrelei inu kimelchama. Some say a plague is like a mechama, some say not. Amrelei inu kimelchama, damer b'didami, she's going to estimate. Amrelei inu kimelchama, desamche ad amre inche. She's going to rely on that which people say. Shev shan avi musna ve'inish below shani lo azif. For 7 years there was a plague, and a person's not going to die kodem zmano. Therefore, she's not going to testify until she sees it mamish. And if she says that he dies, so we're going to believe her. Gentlemen, we're going to stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow. Chodesh Tovum Varach to everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.